Now, what I'd like to do today, even though it's not in the order that we're learning, I would like to learn the last piece in the book. I had marked down, for my own purposes, that the last piece in the Sefer is on Parashas Bereishis. Now, the volume I have in front of me is different than the one I have at home. It's, I think, different in 1 second. Interesting. The last piece on the Chavacha. What's going on? Okay, it's on page Shin Sadik Aleph, and the volume I have at home, it ends here. It seems like they added later on. The last piece, he has something about the Nachash, but he starts on page Shin Sadik Aleph explaining Maidim. Now, as you know, Maidim is the bracha of Thanksgiving. We thank the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And we bow down twice. Maidim and Achlun Lach. We express thanks to Hashem. And at the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Atay Shimcha L'Chanei Elohedais, we bow down a second time. Now I noticed a long time ago when I daven that Va'al Kulam seems to be repetitious. It bothered me in Maidim. Now Maidim, we thank Hashem for this, that, and the other thing. Then we say, Va'al Kulam, we thank you. It seems repetitious. So, for a while it bothered me, Yishmaynes, right? And then after a while I figured, you know, if you don't have Kavana in Maidim, you wake up by Va'al Kulam, so at least they give you a second chance. You say, Va'al Kulam, still have Kavana here. But I don't know that that's what Chazal meant. See, here he says something very interesting. In the very last line of Peit Shin Sadik Aleph, his Kinur Chazal, Shabibirchas Maidim, Shaychim Bitchila, Kshaymir Maidim and Achdullah. We'd bow down once in the beginning. Ubisayf, Kshaymirim Ulchanu Alohaydais. And again later, when we say the ending, Ulchanu Alohaydais. Shtei Hashichi Aisaelu, these two thank yous, Mevi'ai Shtei Haidai Shainais. They express two different thanks. In the first one, we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thanks for the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So we express Achayenu, Al Nishmaseinu, Al Nisecha, certainly these are good things. Me'itai. Ubishnia, Kshayim v'chalachayim, Yedu Chasela. What we mean in the second bowing, the second thank you, are things that happen that we're not happy about. We express our thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afal ra l'kayim hashamru chazal. Chayiv adam levarach ala ra b'dash shleimu b'nefesh chafetza k'der shemavarach b'simcha ala tayv. Chazal say that a person is supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same cheshik for things that are not good as things that are good. It's very hard for us to understand.
Because it's all good.
Well, we're saying some are good and some are not good. Yeah. I guess some we'd rather have and some we'd rather not have. Yeah. So I don't know, Rav Palm used to, the only chassidish story that I can remember at the moment Rav Palm would say over, but the Rebbe Reb Zisha. Rebbe Reb Zisha was an Orem Amanshi, he had nothing. So somebody once asked him, how he makes the bracha Shasali Kol Tzarchi every morning. You don't have anything. Or Shasali Kol Tzarchi, Hashem gave me everything I need.
So, I have everything.
That's not what he said. You don't have everything, you have nothing. You don't have a pair of shoes.
That's my safer.
That's in your story, yeah. So that, I don't think I would have gotten Rafam so much. Rafam got, Rafam said, this is the one he told them. He said, Zisha said, Vaistois, that what I need in my life in this world is anius. So Hashem gave me anius b'tayvayim. He gave it to me completely. Kol tzarchi, he gave it to me completely. So But that was his expression that he said.
It's
a Chassidish story.
What do you mean? I have everything.
But you don't have a pair of shoes. What's the answer?
I have the shoes. Everything I should be in me. That's enough.
That's enough. Okay. It's like a person says, how could you say Hashem gave you everything you want? So there's a mashal. Someone goes into a shoe store. And he says, I want a pair of shoes. Good. He says, I want a size 12. He says, you don't want a size 12. You don't want a size 12. He says, no, I want a size 12. So the guy takes out a size 12. It's too big on him. He says, okay, give me a size 11. He says, I love it. Don't fit him. Finally, he gets it to take a size 10, which fits. So he goes that he says, you know, he didn't give me what I want. That's not what I asked for. Answer is, that's what you want. That's what fits you. What fits you is really what you want. But sometimes you have asogas that you want other things. So anyway, it's easy to say when it's by Yenna, but it's very hard to be makabel, and it's something we try. We try to be makabel, and as best we can. I told you, my dear friend Aaron Lay, who gave me permission to say it over, who struggles terribly in this world, he said, we learned Eiv together many years ago. He sat in front of the whole island. We got to the end of Eiv, and you know, they struggle with why bad things happen and all the whole business. At the end, the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, a very esoteric parak, two prakim. And the Ramban says he's Megalatin, the site of Gilgulim.
Can you lie?
Is Megala, there's a site called Gilgul. And you never know what you need in this world. You had a previous Gilgul. So the Zaharan Lev got up. And he said, now I understand. My previous Gilgul had a big family, had a lot of joy, and have enough money. I said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you give me a big family, you don't give me any money? I complained my whole life. So Hashem said, okay, you'll come back, you'll have plenty of money and nothing else. So he has Agmas Nefesh in all directions, but money he's got plenty of. So he said to me, he was Makabal then, he does it today, 15 years later. He says, he's not coming back a third time. Every morning he gets up, he thanks Hashem for the things he has. Thanks Hashem for the things he has. So what does he thank Hashem for? Thanks Hashem that I'm his friend, he tells me. Thanks Hashem, I mean, that's how desperate he is to find things that he has. And he said, I'm not coming back again. Anyway, that's the idea. Now, what in the world does this have to do with Parshas Bereishis? So wait. Amru Chazal. Shidrei shel Adam, a man's spine, lacha shevishanim, 7 years after he's buried, Nasa Nachash, it turns into a snake. You think it really turns into a snake?
Depends. According to the Marsha or the Maharal? I don't understand.
Marsha was saying yesterday, Pshuta. I don't know. I don't know what the Marsha does with this one. But there are some that are not meant literally. But Chazal say a person's spine turns into a snake. Hanimili delekar b'maidim. Only if he didn't bow by maidim. Yidu alonu shekom amari agadas Chazal, yesham tamamuk. All of the agadites of Chazal have hidden meanings. So what does it mean he turns into a snake if he doesn't say Moedim? His pshat is as follows. Now this is a very innovative idea. The aveira of the nochosh was a lack of akaras hatoiv. That's a new pshat in the chet of the Nachash. That's what he says. Kaidim chetei shel Adam Rishon. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu lebriya hazayis ha-Nachash. Hashem created humans and animals and a snake. Seichel v'chochma yoisim m'kol chayis ha-behemis. The Nachash was the in-between animal that had deya. The gam nasa ba'kei ha-dibor and had the ability to speak. It except v'nachash ya-orim m'kol chayis ha-sada v'yomer ha-Nachash. Ugfias taiva gedaila, ishtamesh bekishrin agadol zeh, limroid bakadish baruchu. The chait of the nochash was not recognizing that which he had, which was good. And he rebelled. Uvamokhi medala kadish baruchu, al yisrma lois ala shar chayis. Instead of looking at the animals and saying, I have more than them, hichti bechachmose yesa adam vechava. He did the reverse. Now, how is Ofer Teichel Kochei Mecha Yemecha Yecha Mida Keneged Mida for being a Kaifeta, Kfuyutayv? Amr Chazal Ala Pasik. V'nachash Ofer Lachmai. There's a Pasik in Yeshaya that says Ofer, Nachash Ofer Lachmai. Oila Lagag Mizenai Savimai. He goes to the roof, there's dust there. Yarid Lamata Mizenai Savimai. Hainu Shekoma Shenachash Eichel. Whatever the snake eats tastes the same. It makes it easy for him to have whatever he needs without worry. That's a punishment. That's the curse. But Malkum Shaila Nachasha Kamani Sekhal Bachma. Akadesha Yachala Hakaris Bayri Lavakish Mekel Ochloy Lohides Leakach. He could have requested food and thanked Hashem for it. The skala viyarad labira mikta shosheret zaikala dama shenidemuma. He went to the level of an insect. He's the closest thing to an insect. Aisha Nachasha Kfias Taivasekadish Baruchu. I want to explain it. It's not just that he lacked the ability to thank Hashem. There's no appreciation for what he has. If everything tastes the same, and it's available wherever you go, there's no appreciation. We don't appreciate the air that we breathe. Because wherever we go, we have air.
He's really an anus. For not being able to show Hakara Satov. Because what he had was offer. It tasted like offer.
It's the opposite. Originally, he wasn't. That was after the klala. Adam really was supposed to be on a higher level. When a person is on a higher level, Chazal say, "Im ein das havdala minayin." Now you would say, "What's important about intellect?" You might say 100 things. Most people don't say havdala. Havdala means to know the difference between things.
Discernment.
All happiness, I'm talking about Ruchdis, not Bagashmis. All happiness depends on Havdalah. And the mashal, I want to say a beautiful mashal. Let's say there are 100 cans of Coke. Tell someone, pick the one you like. It's ridiculous. 100 cans of Coke. I can't pick the one I like. They're all exactly the same. If you have 100 different flavors of soda, you say, pick the one you like. So a person could choose. He could say, oh, I got the one I liked.
Maybe he's happy he has a 3-week supply.
What?
Maybe he's happy he has a three-week supply.
But the point is that in choosing, you get simcha. And be able to pick and to make a choice, it gives a person a certain satisfaction. Every soda machine has a few flavors. If you put a soda machine with only Coke, I'm not going to sell, even though the guy in Yeshiva knows, everyone buys cola and Diet Cola. Who buys orange? He sells a few cans. You cannot have orange. You cannot have crush. What's crush?
Orange.
It's orange. And root beer. I'm the only one who likes root beer.
I like root beer.
Nobody, you like root beer.
Yeah,
two Levian like root beer. Very few people like it. But the more choices you have, the more you're going to sell. Because a human being wants to choose. Wants to be able to choose, and then if you choose from among things, it ain't das, abdallah minayim. When you're mavdil, a person could choose. Someone said a gevaldik gevart on Rachel and Leah. The Torah says that Leah was sanua, which, with all the pshatlach, it's still very, very strong lashon. The Torah is teaching us Yaakov hated Leah, like, ki ra, shem ki sanua, naichi. There must be some lesson. The lesson is this lesson. That a person likes things when he chooses. Shidduchim abasharet, many people, they look back and they realize, some people don't realize. But in our world, you choose who you marry. Yaakov didn't choose to marry Leah. He was forced into it. He never chose it. If you don't choose it, you don't love it. You don't like it. Even though Hashem pulls the strings, that's why you choose it, it doesn't mean anything. If you choose, you're going to like it. If you give a child a choice of 5 different candies, and he has one, he's happy to choose. The same child who may not take anything, if you have only one, if you give him a few, he'll choose. And the same is with adults. People like to choose, people like to pick. The curse of the snake. What?
Still doesn't have the same power. Even if they like to choose, then, but it's still, they're choosing, but they're not choosing.
Who's not choosing? Yeah, Hashem pulls the strings.
What?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls strings.
No,
there's a sense of choice. What?
Suppose you want the other thing, but this one is closer, this one is there.
You're still choosing. You're choosing because it's closer.
Yeah.
You have a lot of cheshbonos that go into it, but you make a choice. Human beings like to choose. That's the nature of a human being. And when you choose, you see the mind of something over something else. I may have to say this too. But I remember there was once an argument. We were learning Mishlei. I remember Baruch Munitz, the Chayin Levracha, got into an argument, I forgot with who. If you have jelly beans, you have a bag of jelly beans, certain colors you like better, do you eat first the ones you like? Or the ones you like less, you eat first, you leave over the ones you like. So Mati, what do you do? Mati, what do you do? What's the best jelly bean?
Black and red.
What's your choice of cookies? No, which one? What's better? Eat the one you like or the one you don't like? Which one's better?
Eat the better ones later.
The better ones?
Later.
What do you say?
I eat the blacks first. I like the blacks and the reds. I eat the good ones
first. Eat the good ones first.
I select.
What? Why? You put away for Shabbos. But then you put away for Kedusha. I don't know. So everyone said, you leave the best for last. That's what most people said. Leave the best for last. So Bar said, no, I take every bunch, I take the best. Every bean I eat, I'm eating the best. When they're red ones, they eat the red. I mean the best. When they're no red. I don't think that was part of the cheshbon. And you're speaking from experience, I see. But he said, I'm always eating the best. But you don't really like the best. You like to look forward to the best. And I think that's what most people do. You like to look forward to the best. You know, the enjoyment is mostly what you look forward to. I don't know. So he ends, The blessings God gave us, and the ability to recognize and thank Hashem for what we get, so he's really saying is that it's an important ability of a person to be able to give thanks. Sometimes people ask me, "What can I do if something happened? They were safe from something. What can I do? What can I be makabel?" I tell them, "Be makabel to have kavana and moedim." You thank Hashem Baruch Hu every day. You focus on the good things that you have. You thank Hashem for the good things that you have. Never forget, there's one woman who once called me. She called me all the time. She had children were dating, and she was somebody who had a connection to. And when she married off her youngest child, she had, I think, 11 children. So I married off. I can't believe all my kids. Not all my friends were zeicha. What could I do? I told her, I have kavana by ma'idim. I said, kavana by ma'idim. I do that all the time. That's what she told me. I do it all the time. The first time I ever got such an answer. She left me stumped. But I don't know. It's a nice thing to do. It's a new spin on the chay, on the nochash. The nochash is einish. Pashit is einish. He's a meis madiach. He wanted to steal Adam's wife. All the pshatim. He says no. His einish was Hashem gave him something good, and he used it to distance. To do von Kenega Ratzin Hashem. She gives you something good, you do it to do Ratzin Hashem. So that's the lesson. The lesson of the Nachash HaKadmoni.